out of the cutting grid, the next one, the one all the way to where Robert's. We sold the one that Robert's into his brother, Don, and then the one I'm talking about was a family from Addison that owned a grocery store for years. And the family owned it, and when they died, Corky and Shirley continued to have it until Corky died a couple of years ago. And the kids, the two boys, didn't want it, couldn't afford it. They never came up anyway.
Yeah.
And so they sold it to Gary. You know, it's just different because it's all been like family, you know, and Gary's not like that.
Did you want to wipe down that table first?
Sure, he did. Somebody
did. Awesome. I did it. Awesome.
So, but I know he's
the
been
other people come
nosy
there.
And around,
Bill?
And I think Lisa was
right?
in the, I mean, yeah, hot tub.
Bill
he came over,
and,
you know. You know. She wasn't real happy about it.
No,
everybody
you never
else
approach someone in their hot tub.
But that's the guy. That's how the guy.
I think everybody
no.
else is going to zoom.
No boundaries.
Okay. Pat and Jen. I think Pat Donnelly was.
Where did you
over.
See the wipies?
And Tammy.
I mean, I didn't wipe that
in
off,
there.
Scott.
Right,
I'm not worried about that stuff.
I don't have cooties.
Well, I'm going upstairs to see what it looks like. You can go the back way if you want.
I can.
Yep.
Well,
I think that
something?
Was locked. I couldn't get back in the other day.
You got to come back this way.
Okay.
Or else just knock on the door and we'll let you in.
Or not.
Did you do this one? Who was sitting here?
Nobody.
No Nobody. This was your own.
Do you really think these work?
I always like. Yeah. Dad, you think it's really sanitizing and cleaning?
I think it's helping.
I think so.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I use them, but I'm like,
it's like the hand sanitizer.
I always take them in the grocery store with me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wear gloves if I
because they don't always have them. Like,
yeah.
Or I can't find them to do the cart with, so I just.
Oh, yeah, own. You're right.
Yeah.
Can you just add people from the waiting room as they come in?
Sure.
Okay, where's the garbage? Am I missing it?
Over there.
Oh. Ready?
Yeah,
we have to test that about the county fair because my nephew lives in outside of Boston, and he was claiming that they had the longest running fair, and it was saying that in the advertisement. And I said, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Not really. And then I told him ours was the continuous, longest running continuous.
Yeah.
Theirs stopped during World War II.
Oh.
So theirs is not longest running continuous.
Yeah, at first, back. March, April, when we were talking to Nick, he was talking about doing, like, maybe just harness racing. Just because that's how it started.
Oh, it did?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And so then they decided, well, we can do a little bit more. But none of the big stuff, like,
yeah.
Hello, like the demo, demolition derby and all the stuff that brings everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could do that without spectators, but what would be the fun of that?
Then you're just crashing cars into each other.
But I guess if you're crashing the cars, maybe that's
fun. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's fun. Well,
yeah.
Probably it is.
Well, the pig race
yeah.
and all those fun things
yeah.
that they
oh,
do.
Yeah. Kids will be, we haven't told them yet.
The funny hop.
They'll be upset. But just like everything, they're young enough to forget about it.
I'm not a fair person. I mean, when I was in on the board for Cornell Carp,
which is
an amazing volunteer, but. I don't like stuff.
Did you go through the list?
So I don't like things like the colonial things. I just don't like rides and fairs.
Oh, yeah.
So we would go with our kids when we go to the place.
I didn't even look
we would go the other way, not on the highway.
Oh, the fairs.
So you'd never see it.
Yeah, I think we were talking about
one day, my son, they went to Allstate maybe. My son came home with me
in
sixth grade. Mom, have you ever heard of colonial days? Yeah, we have. Well, how come we didn't know about it? And
we tried.
We always went around. And back there, we always went the back roads. So we never. I get sick watching people on rides.
Oh.
I just can't do it.
It's hard to
and
say.
I don't like stuff like that. So
this one was
went
actually on the market,
time.
So there.
We got on the ride and got so sick.
Oh no!
Didn't ever want to go. So there's a big joke about
we actually got into that
gosh.
One down by Top for
yeah,
the demolition.
Well,
they got inside it. They did it. Because
I like fair food.
Too bad, I guess.
Right.
But inside.
Well, that's the thing. But you just
spend
so I would always tell them, don't put me where the animals are.
And
I'll do
them in there. And like
4-H barn where I show people what to do with electricity or whatever, but
yeah.
Water damage.
So that's a bank foreclosure, though, right?
That was one. They had a fire. No, it's on the tax.
Oh, is it on the tax?
Yeah, it's 216.
So Jennifer said she's calling in.
215 Westmore. Like right near top.
The main word.
Buckley was zooming.
And was Von Hagen going to be here?
Von Hagen said he was coming in person.
Let me ask you a question. What was he moving to the next?
They moved the election.
So he didn't win. He didn't lose. He was, what was, I thought the election was.
Oh, okay. But he's not, he's on the ballot or will be. Oh.
216 Westmore?
Yeah. Or 15 or 16. I think it was. Yeah. There was a fire and then the people walked away.
This one.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't look too bad on the outside, but
right?
The inside, I guess.
So that's a demo.
Yeah.
Do we need any more demos? Pat was thinking we did.
It is.
Like, I don't know. I think the one we're doing in Campbell.
So the one we're doing in Campbell.
You're
probably
cold, aren't you?
Maybe really our last demo. We'll have our demo done. We're going to have enough funding left, so Enterprise is going to let us do another rehab. We'll have a little left. We're going to save so much money.
Putting
stuff in Cornerstone and using the county for our demos and stuff. We'll have a little less than 100,000 left, which will be enough for another rehab. So we're kind of looking at that for a fourth rehab, that grant. Yeah. And then once we sell these houses,
everyone just
we'll have money. We could do probably one or two more rehabs. Yeah. Seems like there's a lot of demos. The demos are
stressful
a lot when you're done.
Oh yeah,
I
know.
Get a lot.
You know,
you don't get anything back.
So Jack, can you have daily? Still have the daily call?
I guess if we could sell some houses. At a little
and is that with the governor's office, or is that
we have enough to do a demo?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but
I
agree.
Sure.
About a demo.
Yeah.
We can avoid demos.
They sometimes
there's a lot of them out there, and it's amazing how expensive it is to do. You know, we save so much with the county taking trucking and taking away.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A lot of dating.
I never realized how expensive it was to knock a house down.
Yeah.
Right, you just get a bulldozer.
I know. Take a hole.
Bulldozer and a few matches and you're good, right?
No.
Apparently that's not how it works. No, I consider myself a friend of the environment. Oh, wow.
Albany. She was the Southern Tier representative, so I've known her for years. She bought my
funny.
She's great. And she's in a bad spot because
Tammy, I'm going to ask, can I talk about this to Jen when we do the
either
you
want to and then when someone got up, it turned back off. I thought you cut this one up.
When we used to county for some district, we would sit in a room and we would still have the one life.
It's not really
a county
for procurement policy. So I've had to, you know, pull the board
when it happens,
$100 thing comes up.
Right,
so I was thinking, she said the county would set the five projects. They would give like Jack, whoever authority. So I don't know if it's
that Facebook last night.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah. Any change orders?
I'm not sure it's protected.
Really?
Is it just being
okay.
But if they wanted both of us, I'm going to
research on it. I'm not sure it's protected. So I talked to Nate. I asked.
Send us a disbursement.
Yeah, that was,
so we should be getting that. I was talking to
the
individual yesterday.
I'm like, why is that a checking account so light?
Well, they just send us Enterprise.
Yeah.
Send us our
we were dictators. We should be people that drafted that should be ousted when elections come around. I mean, that's how
done.
Idiotic guy is. But,
we should have and then we'll be putting
like
in our
that.
Next one after.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Before
that's
what it was about?
Yeah. July. Probably sometime between the 10th and
18th. Nate,
interesting. Well, when
That's the lineup.
And there's comments from.
Yeah, he said he'd be here.
Yeah, he's coming.
We told him over here.
It's him that I outside.
Oh, nice.
How's that going? Have you been over?
No, last night I was at that Economic Development Committee meeting, so the last class was at 4:30. We didn't get done until 5. But I would think it's probably too warm and foggy, but
yeah,
that's summertime.
See, the gym I go to, you can't have a buffet. So what's the point?
Pardon us for laughing.
For laughing with me. I held up. Okay.
Exactly.
Mayor Buckley's on. Is Jennifer on?
I have 10:30.
Yeah. And
so
I thought Bill was coming in. Yeah.
Can we wait another minute? Maybe you guys stuck downstairs.
Up to you.
Let's just wait one more minute in case Bill's coming and start.
We've got Rocco and Danielle, right?
Yeah, Rocco, okay. Danielle, John, Jennifer. Just Bill.
Yeah.
Well, we can get started if he's there. So I want to call the meeting to order for the Steuben County Land Bank Corporation. And should we do the Pledge of Allegiance? Most of us are already here. We've done it now. So I want to, first thing is approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Scott and Jack, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Motion approved. Discussion. Treasurer's report.
I emailed out the treasurer's report. It's the two-page, basically the bank register. You should have gotten it. I didn't bring hard copies. I thought Pat's not on there, is he? I thought he'd be here, but that's okay.
He's weaning himself off.
Okay. And I keep asking him questions. So, and you'll notice that it looks a little light. Enterprise forgot to, somehow they didn't send us our reimbursement for last quarter. So that's coming next week. So, and we'll be putting in our next reimbursement before the 15th of July. So we'll be okay. But I was wondering why it was a little light and we just picked up our reimbursement. So.
So we're good to go there.
We're good. Yeah.
So next, public authorities fiduciary training.
Yeah, Pat just recommended for our auditors just to have it in the minutes that all the board members have now completed their training, including Hilda and Tammy and Jen. So Jen Miller. So we're good on the authorities and have that reflected in the minutes that all board members are trained.
Now, how long does that last?
I think it's indefinitely because some people had taken it for other purposes.
I had to do it
Is that 3 years? Okay, every 3 years.
So, because I just took it again last week with the IDA.
You didn't need to.
I wonder, does my 3-year window start or extend?
I think so.
I would send forward that to me so that I have a record of that.
Okay.
I had sent them notification that you had already taken it.
Okay.
You shouldn't have had to take it.
It was painful, but they provided lunch, so, you know.
And it was like, boom, 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 boom. I didn't even have time to write things down. She was going through. She was reading so fast.
Yeah, but you had a lot of questions, so
this
you obviously
two
were.
2 hours.
2 hours,
yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 hours, but it was fast. Yeah, I had a lot of questions, but you should see my notes. I could hardly read my notes because I was writing something down, and then she was on to something else.
Yeah.
So we didn't get lunch, but. So that's a good thing.
Okay,
All right, Bill. Project update. LISC grant.
So the LISC grant, 137 East Washington in Bath. I have been in contact and had a good discussion with Habitat for Humanity, and they now have all the pieces of information they need to put together the property transfer documents. Right, Jen, you helped me with that, and their attorney is supposedly putting those together. I think their attorney wasn't working at all, so I think they're a little backlogged. So I think hopefully that'll be coming soon so we can get rid of that lot.
Any questions on the East Washington property? Bill's on now.
In the car.
He's on his way here. He's driving. 148 Terry.
So that's the one that we do have listed with a realtor, and she's been showing it pretty regularly. There's been a lot of interest, but no bites yet. She did suggest, and I'm going to defer maybe Danielle or someone from, she did suggest we lower the listing price. We do have it listed at $89.9, and I think her suggestion, maybe Danielle might remember, I think her suggestion was to drop it maybe to $84.9. I don't know what people's thoughts are on that, and I can discuss that with her further. We do have about $95,000 between rehab and acquisition invested in it, and maintenance and utilities, and the whole picture is about $95,000. But then again, I've heard, we were talking to our housing consultants last week, that the housing market right now is very active. People are, because of the low interest rates, people are really, not so much people moving from out of the county, they said, but people are buying up. They're, you know, they're buying nicer houses because of the interest rates. So I don't know if we want to let it go a bit longer at this asking price, or if,
how long has it been at that price?
Since November.
We haven't even had any offers.
No offers. A lot of interest. I think one of the things they found is that parking is an issue. There's not a lot of parking. Because it's in a neighborhood where, you know, people used to walk to work or whatever, so there's not a lot of parking there. There was a family that was very interested, but their family was big enough that they would have had to use, like, the downstairs front room as a bedroom for code reasons. So there's a lot of people looking at it, and it's certainly a really nice property. I don't know if Rocco or Danielle wants to add anything, if they've talked to Margaret lately.
This is Danielle. As far as the recommendation, I have the email here, and she said, you know, either 79.9 or low 80s. I think if we did drop it, it would be reasonable to do maybe like 85.5 or 84.5. I think a 10,000 price drop might be too much, just because there has been interest. But obviously, that's up to what the board would prefer.
This is Mayor Buckley. I think that it'd be appropriate to drop it a little bit. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily go 10,000 right off the bat. You know, maybe another few months down the road, if we, you know, drop it, you know, down to, you know, 84 or 85, if there's still no interest, you know, maybe reevaluate then. But I would take more of a, you know, slow approach on that one. You know, it is in a, you know, a semi decent neighborhood. The Bryant School is right there. You know, parking is an issue with it though. You know, especially when school is in session, you know, that street fills up very quickly. But you know, it's a really nice house. I walked through it. You know, hopefully we'll, you know, one of these bites will stick on it pretty soon.
I'd make a motion to take it to
84.9.
When this is shown by a realtor, do they kind of pre-qualify the people that are looking at it to make sure that they meet all the criteria in order to be able to purchase it? As far as the ability that they have to own this for, what, 10 years, and their income levels and everything else?
Well,
or is just anybody going through the house?
Danielle, I'm not sure what our Hornell agent does. You know, we have a lot more listings than Elmira, but you know, generally it should be on the MLS sheet, the requirements and the income limits, correct?
It should be, yes. We have sent them to her. And this property is a five-year restriction, but I mean, everybody should be at least somewhat pre-qualified before they go look, but we can definitely ask her what her process is to see if there's a way to make sure that the people looking are actually qualified for the property instead of showing it to people who are over income.
Yeah, okay. Because it's kind of reverse what a normal qualification that a realtor works for is. You make sure they have enough income in order to be able to afford a property like that, where in this case, they can't have too much income.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's aware of those. I'm not sure how she's doing qualifications, but she's aware of the limits.
We do have a pretty formal packet that
yeah.
we put together for mm-hmm. those qualifications.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Chicken or egg, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody else? Okay, motion passed. We will reduce it to 84.9. And who's going to, what, is that you telling?
Yeah, I can bring that with, I will get in contact with Matt. I'll include Arbor in on that discussion too.
Hopefully that'll start getting some interest. Period.
Yeah.
How about the enterprise grant?
So, 278 Chestnut, we just got pay up for earlier this week, today's Monday. I guess it was Monday, and it was at 70% complete. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Arbor wants to add anything.
Yeah, I mean, but, so he's at 70. We anticipate he should be done by the end of this month. Obviously, he was one of the contractors that had to stop work due to COVID. But really, a lot of the main things left to finish would be the gutters, refinishing some of the floors, a couple of things in the kitchen, just finishing up the cabinets, getting carpet into the bedrooms, and just some other, you know, minor finish details.
Yeah, and we have had some water issues with some heavy rains at least recently. So Carl, our construction coordinator, has been trying to see if there's any way
Can you speak up a little bit, Rocco?
Yeah.
Can you speak up a little more loudly? We're having trouble hearing you.
Oh, sorry. So there has been some water issues in the basement with some heavy rain recently. So we are investigating that to see if there's anything. Hopefully when the gutters get put on, that could resolve it. But that is something we're looking into.
Yeah, I think we noticed that when we first went in the house, it looked like water would go down the driveway into the garage and yeah, or something was going on there.
Yeah, it's on a hill. The neighbors have had some extensive drainage work done recently, so we talked to them, but we don't have a plan yet.
We have an idea of what we're going to ask for it, to put it on the market.
Once it's complete, we'll have an appraisal, and they'll let us know what it's.
Yeah, I mean it's a really nice street. It's up on the South Side Hill. You know, values are all over the place in Corning up there. I would think if we're able to, this may qualify as one of our exceptions, because I would think this would be a $150,000 home, which may put a income restricted buyer out of the running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so once the appraisal comes in, we'll have a better idea of maybe that would be our exception that we're allowed to have as far as the income limitations.
Okay.
And 1480 test for now still is 100% complete. We did have one change order and we can try to get you pictures. I've seen the pictures. I haven't seen it personally. It looks like it's absolutely beautiful. I wouldn't know it was the same house on the inside. So, and maybe we can set up when the board could go see it. It is very nice. There was one last minute change order of $400 that I pulled the board that we do need to ratify. And it was, there was like a gap that they needed to add some upper and lower cabinets in the kitchen and a problem with the kitchen light. And it was a $400 change order that you approved via email.
So moved. Second.
What was the motion?
To approve, to ratify
change orders.
Oh, because we had did it on yeah. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
And we do have, I went back and looked at my records, and it looks like we have about 82.6 in this property between the acquisition and the rehab and the utilities, mowing, things like that. And the appraisal has already been completed, and the appraisal came in at $106,000, which I think was about $6,000 more than what we originally were thinking at our original evaluation. So it came in at $106,000. So I don't know listing price, where we should list that. I don't know. Maybe Danielle or Rocco might have a recommendation for how we should list that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of outside the city. It's a nice street. If the appraisal came in at 106, I mean, my opinion would be to list it, you know, maybe at 109 and go from there.
What's the comparables in the neighborhood? I've never been there, so I don't know.
Well, that's what they did look at when they did the appraisal at 106 was, you know, comparables in the area. It's a pretty extensive document. If anybody wants to see the appraisal, I can email it to the board. They do pretty extensive research. It is a nice neighborhood, and it's a nice looking place.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of 109 instead of, maybe that helps make up some of the problems we're having with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, we get into a little bit of trouble when we look at our analysis and taxes for our income buyers, much over $100,000 in general. But, you know, if they apply for concessions or give us a lower offer with the right family, it should still work at 109, but whatever you guys want.
We have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I can second
that. Tammy. All in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Any more discussion about the 109? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Aye.
Motion carries. Using a realtor?
Well, that's what I wanted to discuss with you, too. I would recommend that we also use Maggie Horan for this property. I don't know if that needs to be a motion or not. She has given us a deal of $3,000 for property, well below the 5% that the board was talking about. And she's just able to get it on the MLS listing. She's much more active. She's right there when somebody wants to show it. It's a little, you know, with Arbor having to, you know, make an appointment and get over there. So,
yeah, and I think given all the COVID issues right now,
yeah,
realtors are on a lot of restrictions. So, you know, it might make more sense not to have Barbara do it.
I'd make that motion.
She knows the guidelines.
Yeah.
Bill just said that.
Need a motion.
Okay.
Need a motion.
Any second on that, that motion? Yeah. Any discussion more about Maggie? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 And anybody else? So, Amy, will you get with Maggie on that as well?
Yeah, I'll work with the people at Arbor and Maggie, and we'll make sure, because this is enterprise, the requirements are similar but longer. So we'll make sure she understands what all the restrictions are, and we'll get that listed at $109,000 and go from there. We've already had somebody asking about it. So, yeah, they, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't even know what we're listing it at yet. So, Yeah, so, and I'll make sure Maggie has that contact information, too, for that person. I believe it's somebody that the people working on it were, you know, talking about the house and how nice it is, some of the people working there, and I think that she heard about it, and so she's very interested, so. Pulteney, so County Route 74 Pulteney, we did have to get some additional quotes on the asbestos abatement. Once they got the house cleaned out a little bit, they found more asbestos than was realized, so we had to go back. And it's enough that we also have to do the air monitoring, but we got the quotes in, and I think it's around $3,000 between the $3,600 between the abatement and the air monitoring to get that taken care of. So that's underway.
That's not bad.
No, I didn't think that. I thought that came in pretty good. So, and thanks to Danielle and Arbor for getting out there and getting the quote so quickly so that we could keep that moving forward. And once the asbestos is out, we do have a separate contract to do some demolition, interior demolition that was taken out of the bid specs. Just
new SMS from Plus One.
It would give the contracts a better picture of what's going on in the kitchen and bathroom addition area. So we're gonna that can get underway as soon as the asbestos is gone. I thought, do you guys have the bids today? I thought we were going to have bids today. Danielle's saying yes. So I
yes.
think we can.
So we had three contractors who showed up for the pre-bid conference and then two who submitted bids. So it was John Franzese and then Bill Griffin who submitted bids. The one for Franzese came in at $105,618. And then Griffin's came in at $85,850. We did notice, though, that there was a line item that they put a price on that was a duplicate. So we did remove that from the scope. So his price is $81,350. There is a possibility that the furnace would need to be replaced, but we won't know until he gets in there. So that is a potential change order. And he's quoted 4,000. Sorry. He quoted 5,000 for replacement of the furnace. And I know Jeannie is going to work with him to see about getting, you know, just scrubbing through the numbers. But at the high end, it would be that $81,350 with the potential for the furnace.
Significantly lower than Franzese. Yeah, that's a lot lower than
Franzese.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. In your review for apples to apples bids?
Yeah, I mean, we put in there, obviously, they get the same scope of work to price off of, and we try to be specific as far as what type of cabinets, flooring, paint. It's just, you know, some contractors are lower on drywall where some might be lower on paint. You know, it sometimes if they have to subcontract out something that might cause that line item to come in higher where maybe the other contractor can do it, you know, on his own. So we do try to go through and compare and contrast and see where a lot of the differences are. And it is just some of those things like the drywall and the painting.
And depending on their, you know, their workload, you know, sometimes in the location, sometimes contractors just bid high if they're not that interested. And Bill Griffin is from that area. I think he's from Cohocton, so he was probably mm-hmm. pretty interested in doing that and may have, you know, been a little lower than he should have been.
And I think he does have, as far as timing goes, he would be able to start in August. So I think he has the capacity to do it and get it done within a reasonable time frame for the enterprise grant.
Did the Franzese bid include the new furnace?
No, his was $4,000 extra for the furnace.
It's a forced hot air furnace, not a boiler.
I'm not sure. I don't know, Rocco, if you would know.
I haven't actually been there. But yeah, I mean,
do you know what size? Do you know what size it is? Size has a major factor in it.
It is currently listed on here as a fuel oil fired furnace. So I don't know if that makes a difference, you know, as far as the cost and service and things like that.
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, there's an oil tank there. You know, typically gas ones are not that expensive, but maybe the oil added a cost.
Actually, having just, excuse me, this is Bill, having just replaced a couple of furnaces, that price is probably either right on the money or a little low.
Okay, good.
So I'll make a motion to accept that bid.
A second?
Second.
Discussion. Any more discussion on awarding that to Griffin? Sounds like it's the best deal, and Andy, he can start.
And we've used him before.
And we've used, so he's a known commodity.
Yeah, he did carry sheet. Yep.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And then one other item with this, and I think was done. So we've had these change orders come in, the $400 change orders and the smaller change orders. That's not really addressed in the procurement policy. And Jen suggested perhaps like per project, as the county does with Jack, give me or Tammy or me and Tammy the authority to approve like smaller change orders. I don't know what price limit is usually done, but maybe
$1,000 probably. Yeah, just
and then I would report back to the board either immediately or at the next board meeting. I can certainly inform the board if there's a change order.
I'd make the motion to approve. I'd make the motion to give you the authority to make a change order up to $1,000.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it keeps from having to go through this process.
Then you don't have a delay. Yeah. With the, you know, right. Like those cabinets, he was right there ready to be done, and it was a $400. And I thank everyone for answering so quickly. But
no, I agree. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Motion carried.
And we really don't have anything new on the State Route 415. It's still on the tax acquisition list. So hopefully as that goes forward, we'll still get that property and get it demoed. I would think, you know, as soon as we get our hands on it, I think we can pretty quickly get the bit, you know, get bids out and get it done.
When and if we have the sale.
Yeah.
If we take title.
Yeah. When the county has, and we'll have to go through that process and make sure we do that properly so the county can give us the title. So, okay. And then Ames and Baldwin are gone. They are now empty lots. So there was a little, and we have to remember this with the Baldwin Avenue, and we found this on the other Habitat house. They don't always get the electricity. It's off, but they haven't removed it yet. So we have to, a little earlier in the process, make sure we get NYSEG out there to get it done. And we had that same issue with, and NYSEG's been great. I mean, they've gotten out there and done it. It was not a happy day that day when Chris called me and said, hey, NYSEG hasn't got this done yet. And the crew was there and a lot of phone calls. And thank you, Chris, for helping me. We were calling different NYSEG people and they did get out there and get it down. So, and there was some misunderstanding. You know, the Dig Safely New York deals with stuff that's underground, but you have to call the NYSEG Center well ahead because they're very busy to get any, you know, any of those wires down well ahead of time. So okay. I think we've got that in the process now that we'll make sure any wires are absolutely off the house. And then we do leave it, when I talked to NYSEG, we leave it such that it'll be easy for NYSEG to put power back there, because Habitat does intend to put a house there, so it'll be easy to get the power back. But so they were done, and of course, DPW was wonderful and, you know, very cooperative in getting the fill there. And also the Village of Addison required topsoil, and luckily they found us some topsoil, and everything got taken to the landfill, and they're coming up with the cost estimates on the trucking and landfill for us. We have had some interest in 24 Ames from a neighbor. I said, well, you know, we have to see what that lot, you know, what we're going to do with that at this point. Baldwin Ave will go back to Habitat as soon as we figure out all the costs, and they're going to pay half the demolition costs and do all the legal work, and then we'll get that property back to Habitat for them to put a new house on. So with 24 Ames, is the process, Arbor, is there going to be an appraisal of that lot, or how would you recommend we set a price on that?
So for the lots that were under the list grant, we did get an appraisal to try to determine how to best list it. So we can always start there and see what it comes back for an appraisal. I know it is quite a large lot and would be perfect, you know, for a redevelopment. So I'm happy to just reach out to them. They could probably get that done within the next couple of weeks.
What? This is Bill. What's the assessment on the land?
I'm not sure. It's three quarter acre. I'm not sure.
So currently, which they must have already done a reassessment, it's $4,600.
I'm sorry, say that again.
$4,600 is what's on the property tax, the real property website.
Yeah, that's significantly low compared to properties in Bath, I know that. Quarter acre in Bath is about 16.
And it's actually listed as a half acre.
Yeah, it's a really nice, desirable street, so we should probably order an appraisal. I mean, we could probably get 10, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd make that motion.
I didn't hear what he said. To get an appraisal? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We have a second for that?
A second, that.
Any discussion on getting the appraisal? Matt, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So, Bill, did you say in Bath a quarter acre is going for $16,000?
Yes. That's the assessed value in the Village of Bath. It's about $16,000.
Is this Ames, is that like way out in Addison, or is it in town?
It's sort of on the south east side near the river. It's not in the floodplain though.
The village.
And it's in the it's at the end of a street. It's like a nice, quiet dead end street. And it's near the river but not in the floodplain.
So this is Bill. I want to be clear, that's $16,000 for a quarter acre in the Village of Bath. So I just want to make sure that we're not even comparing apples to apples.
Right, yeah. And you said this was three quarter acre, or it's listed as a half acre?
Half.
It is half.
Yep, they'll get the appraisal, and we'll have the value back, and then I guess at the next board meeting we can decide what you guys can set the price.
That's the update on all the properties.
Yeah, And then the funding update, as I mentioned earlier, Danielle was working on the our next reimbursement request. Numbers weren't adding up for her, and we figured out because we hadn't gotten our reimbursement from our last quarter report, and it was simply that they'd sent it over to their finance people to do the disbursement, and it didn't get done. So that we should have that next week. And that's, I think it was $24,165 or in that neighborhood. So we'll have that in. And then Danielle and I, Danielle's really been wonderful. She's helping, and she's pretty much doing most of it. The quarterly report, we're working together to get that in by our July 15th deadline, and we're looking at drawing, reimbursing about $200,000, a little less than $200,000 for this quarterly report. And we did discuss with Enterprise looking at, because we've been coming in under budget on acquisition costs and some other things, it looks like we'll have a little less than $100,000 in Enterprise funds available, and they have indicated we can use that for another rehab. And it's simply adjusting our budget in the quarterly. There's no big like contract changes or anything. They said we can just adjust our budget in this quarterly report to include a fourth rehab. Am I saying that correctly, Danielle? I think that was my understanding.
Yes. Yep. And they're allowing us to kind of reallocate funds from certain line items where we might be over. You know, we've saved a bunch of money actually on our property rehabs, legal costs, maintenance costs, you know, appraisals, surveys. I mean, every line item, I think we have come in under what we budgeted. So they said, you know, just update your scope of work to include the extra rehab. And they're really excited that we're going to not only meet but exceed our goals for the grant. In the event that there is another grant cycle, this just looks even better for the land bank to show that we were able to take the funds and stretch them farther than we thought.
So we'll be looking, and I forwarded information to Arbor and Tammy and Pat, and I, and Pat has forwarded, we're looking at the tax sale properties for hopefully something that will work for our fourth rehab, maybe in a community we haven't done one in yet, so we'll see what's available and what's going to make sense for fourth rehab.
So Amy, yeah, we appreciate that. Danielle's actually been going through all that and providing all the assessment data, and we were looking for some guidance, you know, on the community that you think we should focus on. We can bring some recommendations next month. I mean, we haven't done a rehab in Bath, so I'm not sure if that is something we should prioritize, or if you have any suggestions.
I'd be all in.
There you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we can't do anything until the sale.
Right. They can look at the property.
We can do the evaluations and see what's going to make sense.
It just depends on the property, really.
Yeah. Yeah. But if we could do one in Bath, I think that would be great. Or I think, Tammy, you mentioned there might
be several. There's several in Canis Steel. I was thinking maybe Valens.
So would these properties be available, you know, outside of land bank rehab to other organizations that are doing rehab? Because I noticed one on the list is in the middle of our Corning Housing Partnership block, and I just saw that this morning. You know, it's something I've been looking at for 2 years that, you know, CHP would really love to get possession of. So I'm not sure if that avenue is possible. You know, I know Jen and Mark are on the CHP board as well. But transfer process, would that be anything we would consider, the county, or does it all have to go through the land bank?
For the county, we have to sell them at the public auction. So we don't have the flexibility that the land bank has, or that the county has with the land bank. It is an entity connected to the county. So outside entities have to bid at a public auction.
Okay.
Is that property you're talking about, Rocco, going to be in the auction?
Yeah, so, and I don't want to always be Corning heavy. I know we've only done one rehab in Hornell and none in Bath, so I don't want to, you know, propose that, but it's my year four block where we've done four projects, and You know, there's a $25,000 grant available through CHP. If the land bank, you know, wanted to get in and rehab that, there'd be $25,000 available. And Mark Reichman also thought it may need to be demolished. So if the land bank was able, wanted to demolish, it would probably be a demo free of charge, you know, given we would put $25,000 in. So I emailed Mark and Jen this morning. I wasn't prepared to really discuss it today, but I will bring some information next month, you know, if it's something, you know, we would want to do. But I don't want to take away from other communities either.
That's it. Anybody else have any ideas that they could bring to the next meeting?
Oh, so one thing to add about funding. So it doesn't, we're not sure that there's going to be more rounds of grant funding just to be here. It doesn't sound promising right now. But we will have our unrestricted, because we're going to sell these houses, we'll have our unrestricted funding coming back in to do rehab, hopefully, where we can maybe get a little profit or demolitions that, you know, where it makes sense. So, but that's all I had on funding.
Anything else? Anybody have anything that we haven't already talked about? All right.
I do have, you know, one. Hold on. Are we still going?
Yeah.
I do have one property I just want to, you know, kind of put on the radar as far as demos go, and that's 274 Walnut Street in Hornell. You know, at some point, that house is going to have to come down one way or the other. It's been vacant for some time. It's got holes in the roof, you know, just a myriad of problems in that neighborhood. And, you know, we have a pair of homes on Chestnut Streets that we're dealing with. So I thought it'd be fitting to have one on Walnut Street as well, to just to consider down the road. But maybe we could take a look at that.
Who owns it, John?
I think it's going to be on the county tax sale this year.
It is, yes.
It was owned by, the name escapes me right now. I don't have it in front of me. William, can't think of the name, but Crosby. I think it's Bill Crosby, maybe. But the house has been in disrepair for a number of years. It's been a blight on the neighborhood. He doesn't have the means to do anything with it, and obviously he hasn't paid taxes on it in numerous years. So I think that's that would be an ideal house to consider for a demo.
Okay.
We don't really need any more demos, right?
Yeah,
well,
right. For our enterprise grant, if you want to get that fulfills our demo goal for enterprise.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We had a motion to adjourn. A second?
Oh, a second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Sounds good. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Can we go to any?
Are you going to get your hot dog?
Yes.
You must be eating and driving then.
Crow dog.
Crow
dog. There you go.
They've been pretty busy too. Whenever I go by, there's a lot of cars there.
Yeah. I have a
Chris, can you throw me upstairs?
He just said, can you call me?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it's about. I did talk briefly with Vince yesterday. Vince said that if I asked him.
So this was a bit of a